tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Take out the brains, not forgetting the topics. This is Dirty Laundry.
Hello and welcome to Dirty Laundry with myself, Pinky, and...
I'm just going to like 10 times the energy you brought in and just be like, hey, what's up, everybody? It's your host, Brain, sitting here opposite Pinky.
You my know, co-host, one thing about
Naomi,
this...
I'm Bastion, the Brain... bringing you guys another installment of Dirty Laundry.
They get that. They got it. Thanks. Great stuff.
You're about to get into something.
It's amazing. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
We are really grateful for that. Wow. Amazing. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So, today we are talking about this thing called Written by a Man. Now, I am not a man. I've
what?
Never ever claimed to be a man.
All right.
I've never pretended to be a man.
All right.
I've never even wanted to be a man.
No cross playing, no acting, no
cross playing, no pretense, no nothing.
Okay.
Written by a man. So what written by a man is, there's this TikTok challenge that has gotten people upset. Because I mean, like, if we're talking about it on Dirty Laundry, it must have upset somebody, right? Written by a Man is a TikTok challenge where women are trying to imitate what males imagine women as. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So there's a whole bunch of girls that are unhappy about the way that men write about women, whether it's in a movie, whether it's a fictional character in a book, in a comic, in a whatever. They don't like the way that men write women, how men describe women.
All right. That's interesting. Very interesting argument, actually.
So what does it mean to be written by a man? Male authors, right? Dudes, guys, Bastion and crew, unfortunately are notorious for their interesting attempt at writing women, right?
All right.
So this is not to say that male authors cannot or should not write women, but the problem is that they often show women as extremely, extremely unrealistic. So like, super sexualized, like ridiculous at some points. Like you'll find a man saying, she walked in and she had this ray of sunshine. What am I saying?
I'm
saying
that the angel sang.
As if the angel sang and her glorious hair fell to past her shoulders. It was the most as the earth
her feet,
you know, and every step that she took, her eyes the color of
the
sea, the sun glistening on her fair skin.
Yeah,
you know, like, just, and us basic women are like, who the
I'm
hell?
I'm not glistening.
I'm not glistening.
What's wrong with me?
You look at yourself and you're like, okay, like, there's, you know, it's very non-realistic.
Okay. I hear that. You know, this is one of those things I would actually say, it's one of those things that has a lot going for this argument, actually.
Yeah.
Because I actually agree with it, that in certain portrayals of women in different media is very sexualized and very lazy also. Because
I like the fact that she said lazy.
Yeah, because it's really just the fantasized woman.
It is the fantasized
woman, right?
Dude, and you males, you fantasize about things that that are very unrealistic. Like, your fantasies about women are... you know, as
human.
Girls, now, we do fantasize as well, but at least we're more realistic about our fantasies.
Too.
No ways.
Us
y'all
too,
y'all
hey?
Are on some no, her like, pearly skin
remember,
and her...
You're creating entertainment by the time you're making, like, be it a movie or a book. You want to entertain the reader or the watcher. So, of course, you have to go grandiose and exaggerate your characters.
Okay, for the six of us in the back here who don't know what grandiose is, so could
gotta,
you please let us
it's
know?
It's got to be something like, you know, like over
is this
the
a
top,
male thing?
Something
okay.
grand, you know.
All right.
Because, no, but I think just as a, especially like beta book, you need to be like super descriptive. Like
you
need
do.
To, like,
look,
reel
I'm not
the,
saying
the,
don't
in.
Give us all the details.
But I agree that yes, in certain cases, in a lot of cases, unfortunately, the woman is written like, you know, just the typical male fantasy woman, really.
Yes, yeah.
Sometimes not even much character. Like, a lot of these times, the female's character's purpose, her character trait is to just be hot. That's her character trait. You're pretty.
You
look pretty doing stuff. That's it. But also, another thing is, I guess it's the majority, but there are also very well-written women by males as well. So it's not like this is like a one-sided thing. Like
it's not.
Yeah.
No,
like
it's really not.
There's so many. There's the Aliens movie, Ripley, is like one. It was like a very strong female lead.
Yeah.
A very well-done female character.
Yeah.
There is one director who does this also very well. I don't know if you know any of his movies. Quentin Tarantino. One of my favorite directors. He writes like really boss woman.
Yeah.
Like that lead the show.
But are they realistic?
You know, when we say Quentin Tarantino movies are kind of crazy, but in their world, they're realistic, pretty much.
Okay, that's fine.
Following
but
the
then
rules
how would he give us an example of how he would describe an average girl?
Or basically how you would describe an average girl.
No,
hey?
Like he really wouldn't describe how no, I would describe an average
honestly,
girl.
Like if you watch even any of his movies, like even if it's a female lead, usually in other shows, they again, it's a very sexualized female lead, right?
Exactly.
Quentin
and that's
Tarantino
the problem.
Quentin Tarantino ain't about that.
That's the problem.
Like,
the problem is that for a girl to be like super bomb and super amazing, she has to be sexualized.
Yeah, but like I
she
said,
can't
there
just
are many
be
cases
average
where that's
girl.
Not the case. There's the Aliens movie. Ripley is a very good example. There's the Kill Bill series by what's his name, Quentin Tarantino. That's actually very good. There is I think even though I haven't really watched the entire series, but I think even like the Hunger Games Katniss, you know, Bow and Arrow. I think that would have been. They should have just
wow.
called her Katniss. Hey?
Yes, they should have. You should just phone them
I
and be like,
even
change
she
your character.
Was done well. Really, as a character, they didn't like go all just her character trait is to just be pretty, just to be this. What do we think the typical woman does or wears or eats or talks like?
Yeah,
I really think even just in the world of the characters that was done well. I'm trying to think of more.
You know who was done not well at all is what is that movie with the. Oh man, what is it? With the wolves and the vampires.
Oh, that was actually just a bad character. That's Twilight.
Twilight.
Nah,
that chick, what's her name?
Bad
I know the
character.
Actor Kristen Stewart,
yeah.
But what was
no, Stewart, you know Stewart even though, but even in kind of
let's
in
not
her
go
movies.
There. We're going off topic.
Okay, but yeah, no, the character was done really bad.
The
really
character
badly,
was done
horribly.
Really badly.
That's just a bad character. I think it's not even a matter of it's a bad female.
Yes.
It's just a bad character in general.
Okay.
Poorly written character.
Okay, all right. Based then.
Yes.
How would you describe? Okay, this is a very fictional character, right?
Fictional
character. You are now creating this character.
Okay.
Describe for me a very... okay, so she is...
Is this just
she is a teacher.
Okay.
A primary school teacher. That's all I'm giving you. Describe her.
Okay, primary school teacher. She's a middle class primary school teacher. She mm-hmm. drives an SUV.
Okay.
You know, a family, an SUV, you know, she drives an SUV.
Mm-hmm.
She's got two kids.
Okay.
She teaches biology. Got two kids, one of two sons actually.
Okay.
Two sons. One of them is into soccer, the other one is into art, is the more artistic kid. Now her hobbies are she likes reading. She likes reading. Mm-hmm. She's a reader. She sometimes writes too.
Okay.
And also she, you know, goes into her work. So she also like reads better about her work, what she teaches, you know, biology. Mm-hmm. Every evening she usually preps for the next day,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. She's into like your old rock music, you know, mm-hmm. back in the day, 90s kind of rock. She's into some pop songs.
Yes. I'm going to stop you there. I'm going to stop you there. So when I asked you to describe her, right, everything that you've just listed are things that she does, not who she is or what she looks like.
Oh, you want me to describe appearance? No,
yes,
I'm going to appearance.
I was thinking it's because you don't want to
No, I was actually going there, but I was just taking the long
way. Okay, describe her appearance. Yes.
A Caucasian blonde woman.
Okay.
Caucasian blonde woman. About average height, I guess. She's not tall, not really short.
Okay.
Brown eyes.
Mm-hmm. Blonde with brown eyes.
Yeah.
So she's not OG blonde. She dyes her hair.
No, she is blonde.
Okay.
But her eyes
I was just asking. I don't.
Yeah, no, she doesn't dye her hair. She wears her hair long.
I love the fact that she didn't give us the typical, you know, blue eyes, blonde hair.
I'm even, you know, and I'm not even like trying hard to say, flip, let me. Like, I'm just like, generally out of top of my head.
Okay, so the point has been proven that we can as men. I am not
welcome
a man.
Welcome to the club. Hoo ha. Give me your best hoo ha.
Hoo-ha. No, I hope that kicked me off the club. Want to be in the club. Thank you very much. Okay.
Yeah.
So clearly you've proven that men can write women.
They
Not overly sexualized.
Yes,
it's
true.
Very possible.
Yeah, I think it's
very
always
possible.
A choice. Even that
it's a choice. But
always
they
choice.
Always often tend to choose to sexualize
because
these
that's
characters.
What sells.
Because that's what sells.
Unfortunately.
When did you get so wise?
That's that's the world we live in. That's how media. That's the current. What's it called? There's a very fancy word. The current zeitgeist. In other terms, the current thought or the mindset of people in this generation.
Would you say that women write men well or not?
That same argument also applies to men, hey, because I have written, read into a few of these novels written by females.
Yeah.
Also about a female lead and all that. And how they describe the dude and the guy. And even a lot of, I've also watched some of the, you know, these rom-coms directed by a woman as well.
Yeah.
And how they would put the guy, like the pinnacle of men. This Adonis of men.
Yes.
You know, this... the freaking chiseled abs, you know, no imperfection whatsoever.
Yes.
Probably the worst thing he does, like the only flaw he has, is that sometimes if he's eating bread, one crumb is going to fall on the floor. Like that's like his flaw.
Oh, wow.
So I think us as men also suffer in this. As
true.
These super fantasized, hyper unrealistic depictions.
But it's not
us.
As crazy as women, I'm just saying.
I think because there are a lot more male directors.
For voting on today's show, this is how we're going to do it. Instead of voting yes and no, we're going to throw out like random characters and...
Yeah.
Based on how they look, right, we're going to vote on do we think it was written by a man or by a woman?
Okay.
Aquaman.
The character himself.
The character Aquaman. Even if you do know if it was written by a male or just like the way they...
It's portrayed.
The way it's, the character is portrayed. Was it a woman or a man?
I would say a man.
I would say a man also because he's just extra.
The major man's man.
He's like
goes into
man's man.
There's a scene in the bar, you know, someone...
You see,
exactly.
Black Widow. A man.
Man, definitely.
Definitely a man. Iron Man.
Looks that kill.
Looks that kill. Her secret weapon.
There should have been the Black Widow like subtitle.
The feminists unite. That was going to happen. It was not going to be cute.
Yeah.
Iron Man. A male. Yeah. Captain America, a woman.
Woman, definitely.
Definitely a woman. Definitely a woman.
It's so forced.
Yes. He's so heroic. Like,
wait. You say Captain America. Yes. I thought you say Captain Marvel.
No, Captain America.
Captain America. I say a man.
No, I say a woman.
Because he's very patriotic.
He's just too perfect. Like, he's your dream guy type of. For me, do you understand?
He's also like the dream soldier, the dream man.
No, that's.
I think a male.
I think a female. That's fine. That's your opinion. That's fine.
Jump to Captain Marvel. I just say female. You're Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel, female.
That's definitely.
That's
the one I was saying.
Captain Marvel and Wonder Woman. It's definitely girl power. Women unite.
Surprisingly enough, Wonder Woman was written by a man. But yeah.
No. Yeah. We're just saying based on you know. What other
girls
characters?
Get things done?
Mm-hmm.
What's her name? What's the name of this movie, man?
Dominic Toretto.
Man, it's just dumb.
Man,
the bare Rock. Bones, man. Ah, of course, man.
Man,
that's a male character through and through. Rey from Star Wars.
Who?
You know the main lead from Star Wars, the female lead of Star Wars, the Star Wars movies.
Some of us haven't seen Star Wars.
Oh, but Rey, I would say, is written by a woman because it's also very woman empowerment, female empowerment. As I speak to myself here, and you have no idea what I'm thinking about.
Okay, after the show, I'm gonna go in and look for Rey. I'm not gonna watch the movie. I'm just gonna go look for
Rey. What are the movie, man? Trying to think of all the movies with like a female lead, really. Not many come to mind, eh?
Mm.
Harley Quinn. Would you say she was written by a male or female?
Oh, that's tricky.
I would say woman. And
I would say woman also.
It's almost 50-50.
A woman. Joker, a woman.
Joker, I'd say a man.
I'd say a man. Batman, a man.
Definitely. So macho.
What? That definitely sounded a little bit too, too something. Too
it's
much.
A man's man.
Okay, so that is it on today's show. It's been good.
Yeah, it's been good.
I was definitely written by God. I had to think about that for 2 seconds. I was written by God, and God is a man. God is a man's man. You know, he's also a woman's man. He's a man's man and a woman's man. Yeah. He's like the man. He's like the man of mans. You know, like the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He's the man of mans as well. Beston was written by his mom.
Oh, so I wasn't written by God. No, God was like, I want no part in this. You lady, you deal with whatever that is. You don't link it back to me. I want nothing. I'm so offended.
It is what it is.
Also written, you know, by like the deity, but no. No offense to my mom. Love you, Ma.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. That is it from Pinky and the Brain. We will catch you next week. Peace.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
Turn it upside down. Now everyone is pissed. I bring up Trayvon, you say he was a thug. I bring up John Crawford, you say he had a gun. I bring up Eric Garner, you say he was overweight. And you say that Michael Brown should have never tried to run. Do you really not realize that it's a pattern that you not having compassion? When these tragedies happen, isn't it odd? Usually you sympathize with the victim, but this time you just continue to side with the killer. Could it be a button to the lot? Yeah, we love the genocide. Though the hood got a record that none of us can deny. Some are killers and others pick it up just to survive. You think you would be as holy if you grew up on his side? No excuses, nah. But you gon' have to tweak your perspective. It's easy being sheep with them sheep protected. Get around them wolves and them teeth start projecting. Second did you sleep, you can leave unexpected. Check it. When it's blood in the streets and you remain quiet, don't you come with a speech. When it pop, man down, done by police. Hood cries, you ignore it, don't say nothing to me. The hood been crying out, but no one ever hears. Yeah, until they turn it upside down. Now everyone appears. Yeah. You're looking mad negligent on top of your theology. Your blind spot's evident. Hear me quoting Jakes and you yell out of your heretic. But when the hood cries, John MacArthur ain't addressing it. You don't like Sharpton? Who you gonna replace him with? If you don't never pick up when they call you, save it, yeah. Want me to be quiet? You gon' have to make me then. Cause every time I tell the hood something, you okay with it. Isaiah 1:17 in your Bible. Most of them people won't look anything like you. Fatherless, oppressed, and the widow, I remind you. Take a look around you. Who does that apply to? Why would the Lord tell you to plead their case? Unless he expected you to ignore the things they say. Like, man, the system is treat us, and the police beat us, but you don't never believe us. Why would I trust your Jesus? Don't you say you love me, show me, homie. Blood in the streets, and you remain quiet, don't you come with a speech. When it pop, man down, done by police. Hood cries, you ignore it, don't say nothing to me. When it pop, the hood been crying out, but no one ever hears, yeah. Until they turn it upside down, now everyone appears. A year ago, it's Blake Griffin called Donald Sterling a racist. You will look at the team and say he exaggerated. Tell him to quit complaining, like, how is he racist? Look at the money you're making. Why we delusional till we take it? 12% of America, 40% of prison. One in every three of us are paid a prison to visit. Doing 60% more time for the same offenses. You reply, that's BS, I don't believe them statistics. I just want you to listen. You think I'm saying you did it? No. I don't see your compassion, I just see you get defeated. If it's a problem, you thinking that I'm trying to say it's you. Really, I just want for you to have a problem with it too. Picture us growing up in the crib together as brothers. Parents treating us different. You say I'm tripping, it's nothing. But when you sleep, he touched me where he ain't supposed to be touching. But when I tell you he does it, you look at me like I'm bugging. I'm telling you he mistreats me. When you ain't looking, he beat me. And you keep saying we brothers, but you don't never believe me. So when you see the division, it ain't all on pop. It ain't about what he did to me, it's about your response. We just want for you to cry with us. Cry. And quit telling us we ain't justified in our feelings. So when you reply, this is not the 50s biz. Okay. All I hear is you replying the same way people back in the 50s did. This ain't the 20s biz. With the blood in the streets, and you remain quiet, don't you come with a speech. When it pop, man down, done by police. Hood cries, you ignore it, don't say nothing to me. When it pop, the hood been crying out. But no one ever hears, yeah. Until they turn it upside down. Now everyone appears, yeah.
To my white brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm doing this for a couple reasons. One, I just want to give you a little more perspective on where it is we come from and why it is we feel how we feel sometimes. And we can't keep sweeping these race issues under the rug. Because the only time we seem to have these hard conversations is when tragedy happens and everybody's high in their emotions. And yes, we are all one in Christ. But once we step out them church doors, the world's gonna respond to us differently. And how we respond to one another's pain is gonna affect our relationship. It's not anger, it's hurt. And reason number two is this. I never walk on eggshells when I'm talking to the black community. I'm always raw. I'm always saying, stop that killing, stop selling drugs in our community. Stop acting this way. And no one ever has a problem with it.
Nor do I ever feel like I'm putting my career on the line, or that I'ma lose all of my black followers. But the truth is, I feel that way right now. I feel that way every time I bring up racial injustice, like I'ma stop getting booked for churches, like my career's on the line. And I shouldn't have to feel that way if we're one in Christ. I shouldn't have to feel like I need to get a white person to say this for me, because they're not gonna hear me. I shouldn't feel that way, and I do, and a lot of people do. And there's some things that you probably feel that I don't know, because we don't talk. So feel free to use me to put the conversations on the table, all in love, not to be divisive, but to get past some things, so the next time tragedy happens, we can be on one accord. And I said it before, I'll say it again, I'm a Christian before I'm black, but I'ma continue to speak against injustice the way I always have. And whether it's a black person or a white person on the other side of that, so be it.